Pods.com, and I'm on 5th Street in San Diego with some of the guys from the Small Hours.
The men guys from the Small Hours. I'm Rob, I'm the lead singer, and I also play guitar, and
I'm Ed, and I play the drums and sing better than the lead singer.
And I drum better than the drummer.
He really doesn't drum better than the drummer at all.
Well, he said he's going to fire you, so...
He can't fire me, it's my band.
Hang on, I said that was between you and I. This is over, this interview is over.
Alright, so in my research on you guys this morning, I did a little Google on the Small Hours, and some of the top things that came up was the actual definition, which is Small Hours is the early hours of the morning. It's also a song that became very popular after Metallica covered it. It's a janky little film that I'd never heard of about four white wannabe gangsters. So
you just got it right there.
I'm just wondering what your conception of the Small Hours is.
Well, first of all, what search engine were you using? You put it into Google, and it's pages and pages and pages of just us and stories about us. Nothing else comes up.
Well, I did Google and Yahoo and a bunch of search engines.
Yahoo, yeah. Well, amateurs, what's going on? I'm only kidding. Yeah, we're just one little thing on a page. Where does the Small Hours come from? It actually comes from our drinking habits. We do most of our business in the pub in the small hours of the morning. And I guess that's where it came from, really. But now we're all teetotal. We don't do alcohol. No, you're nodding there like you believe me, but that's...
It's true.
It's not true. Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
I just had a beer.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be punished. All right.
Well, you guys are both from England, so what drew you to come to the States?
Well, for me, it was the weather and the weather, really. It was basically just the weather, wasn't it?
No, the crap music scene in England at the time... there's a little story about this. It's not very interesting, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I was in bed in the morning, and I had to get up for work. This is in England, by the way. And it was cold outside, it was raining, I really wanted to stay in bed, but my radio alarm clock went off and onto Radio 1, which is the main radio station in England. She's nodding. And the music was so bad that I actually had to get out of bed early. And then I thought, all right, well, I'll move to America. And that's how it happened. Okay? Then I was on a plane... Yeah. And then abandoned the States. Yeah. Okay. And the weather.
Right. Well, did you guys know there's another band in England called the Small Hours?
Give me the thing. They're all dead. It was a 60s band. I think they're actually all dead. 70s?
70s band. 70s band. Yeah, but the thing is, they're in England, and we're in America, and they never did anything.
Hang on. What kind of interview is this? This is like a political thing. This is like I'm being grilled, like I'm a candidate for for the presidency or a cheese sandwich. What's going on?
Well, that's generally what interviews are.
Oh.
Right?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do them all the time.
There's also a Small Hours in Australia, we've noticed. They've popped up since we've been around, though, so we feel like they're a copycat band. They sound good, though, better than us.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but...
Oh, no.
Just
rude.
Kidding. Just kidding. That was a joke.
How dare
rude.
You.
All right, well, how has your idea of being a musician changed from when you first thought of it to, like, tonight after finishing a set?
Idea of being a musician? It's still the same. It hasn't really changed, to be honest. We're just in a different place physically in the world. With nicer weather.
Right.
And I do think that there's a lot more markets for music in America. So it's not quite as tough to get out there and play for people who want to see you out here when everyone wants to go dancing in the UK. Sorry about that. That's my musical underpants. I'll turn them off. Hang on. Okay, there we go. Next question.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to play on MTV2 for New Year's. How was that? That's sort of like reaching like a pop cultural milestone.
It was amazing. It was just, I guess, something that all of us had dreamed of doing one day, and actually finally getting to go and do it, and just being like treated like royalty in the studio, and then actually kind of sitting in the MTV photo booth. It was amazing, wasn't it? And
yeah, it was good.
And they're still playing the stuff we shot on MTV at the moment, or MTV2, I guess.
That's the thing, we're getting 5 billion players a day on MySpace because of it, and
4
billion.
Well, between 3 and 4 billion.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty good. I overshot with 5.
Well, you guys look pretty fancy when you're on the stage, and I heard from someone that there can be a ridiculous amount of shopping and consideration that goes into your wardrobe, so I'm just wondering, what do you have to say about that?
You're going to need to ask John about that. He's the American one in the band. We would go on in loincloths if it wasn't for John. John makes us wear proper clothes.
He's very, very trendy, fashionable. He's got his ear to the ground, hasn't he? He's like, you know,
that's the look.
If you say, what was I wearing last Wednesday, John? He'll know. Seriously, he'll know. He goes, I didn't want to say anything, but I didn't like the way you were wearing that pair of shoes with those pants. It really wasn't accentuating your buttocks. That's just a general thing that you might say.
He's always looking at our asses. I would like to know who told you that, so I can go and poke them in the ribs.
But speaking of shoes, you guys have matching shoes, like, called Tigers. I don't get it.
I got those first. Come here with that one. I got those first, and then Ed came to me with a story saying, I got these for $20. That's why I got them. It's not because they look really good on you. I got them because, you know, I got them for a deal. When really what he meant to say was, I really love the way those shoes look on you, and I actually want to be you. So I bought these shoes. Do you like them? I love you. That's what it meant.
Last thing that runs through your mind before you guys go on stage to perform?
Pierce, can you please pick up your guitar and retune it? Pierce drops his guitar a lot, and
not intentionally.
No,
purely by accident. We did a show at the House of Blues a couple of weeks ago, and literally, as we were introduced, he dropped his guitar. And then just kind of like just pick it up and get on with it. He went, I've dropped the guitar.
Hang on, guitar's on the floor. And it's like, it didn't need announcing because it smashed on the floor and everyone was laughing and it was a whole big thing. I sometimes think, does anybody have a sandwich before I go on stage? Because I get low blood sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that because you're really nervous and scared?
Yeah.
Timid.
I don't like crowds, which is all right, really. I can deal with the 3 or 4 people that come and see us, but yeah.
If all of a sudden the electricity were to go out, how would you guys entertain your audience?
We would, well, we'd be in the dark, right? We'd go around and tickle people. And then run away. And then get the fire hose out and maybe... I don't know. I've got an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, actually, we pride ourselves on our acoustic versions of our songs.
That's true, actually. In a serious answer, we plan on releasing a couple of EPs within a few months of each other. We're actually going to release the demo versions, which are going to be really different from the studio versions. And then we're going to release a full-length record of all of those songs in their studio version form. So there'll be two versions of these songs. And it's, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a bit of a waste of the demo versions because they actually translate very well. So, in short, we'd get our acoustic guitars out and have a jolly good knees up.
What's the most bizarre Small Hours story you guys have?
She can't hear it. It's the one in San Francisco. Rob's really good at telling this story.
Well, you can actually check the full version out in poetic form on our MySpace page. It's called Tenderloins. Something like Tenderloins, yeah. Basically, we were doing warm-ups in the van outside the venue in the Tenderloin region of San Francisco. And we noticed that one of the guys at the side of the road, who is obviously doesn't have a house or a home to live in, he sleeps on the pavement. He comes up to our van, leans on it, and he puts a pipe in his mouth, which is fair enough, you know, lots of people smoke pipes. This was a crack pipe, it turns out, and then he beckons over this old woman with no teeth, and then she kind of disappears below the hood of his hood of the van, which then starts rocking with us in it. So basically there's something lewd going on in front of us, and we're trapped in the van, and we have to wait until he finishes before we can get out, and then we're all violently sick before we go on stage. And being violently sick is no good for the vocal cords, I tell you. What's your favourite story?
I think that one's pretty good.
Is that your favourite?
It is. My new favourite. Yay. So, because you guys are from England, I was wondering if you would say Mind the Gap for me.
Please. I can do that. Please mind the gap. Please mind the gap.
And this is how it goes in Yorkshire.
Please mind the gap. Please mind the gap. Please mind the gap. Please mind the gap. Get away from the edge. Please mind the gap.
You're going to fall. You're going to fall. We'll be in trouble. I know your mother. I'll tell her what you're doing. Please mind the gap. That's how it goes in Yorkshire.
Well, thank you. That's like my favourite phrase of all time, so... All right, well, what's happening next for you guys?
Surgery on my left ear, since Ed was banging cymbals in it all night. We weren't even on stage. It was just really rude of him. we're looking forward to getting on tour, for real. Getting around the country. We're looking forward to getting in the studio and recording these albums. We actually are really looking forward to that, and it should be out fairly soon. So look out for it. All kinds of versions of our songs. What are you looking forward to, Ed?
I was going to say, yeah, we're making the demo recordings for these EPs is definitely the first thing on the cards.
All right, well, I have three real quick questions that I always ask my musicians. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
I don't know. We've got loads, but I can't really think of them. It's not really slang to us. We're just talking everyday language.
John actually invented a word the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Elkin stuff. We were driving around in like Arizona, and he saw a sign, and he said, "Hey, you guys, be careful. There's Elkin stuff." And we were like, "What the hell is an Elkin stuff?" And then what was the other one? He said later on, by some birds and something. Birds and such. Birds and such and Elkin stuff. We think Elkin stuff's a German word though, with like a little umlaut on top of the U. Elkenstuf.
Alright, and what's your drink of choice?
Drink of choice? Ooh, a nice cup of tea. Yeah. Yeah, we're teetotalers, I told you that, right? I personally like... Actually, you wouldn't have heard of this beer, but it's called Landlord, and it's very popular in the north of England. It's a lovely creamy pint of best ale. And Ed... You like washing up liquid.
Washing up liquid, Dettol. Do you have Dettol here? It's called Detox, I think, isn't it?
What's your favourite bit? Yours is London Pride.
London Pride, all the way, London Pride. It doesn't taste very good, it's just I like the name. gives a horrible headache the next day, though. But yeah.
Only if you drink 12 pints, which you usually do.
How do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner? Well, it's very expensive nowadays, isn't it? It's cheaper in England.
Are you when you ask what do we think about eyeliner, are you referring to eyeliner on men or eyeliner just generally?
Just however you want to answer.
I like.
Oh, I immediately went to men. What's wrong with my brain? Eyeliner. What do you think about eyeliner? I don't think about it on women. I think about it
eyeliner,
on myself.
Eyeliner.
Is this like Silence of the Lambs? I'm going to start getting women's skin and.
I believe that's called guyliner.
Oh.
And she'd have said guyliner if she was referring to men.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying there's something wrong with me.
Well, no, I leave it open-ended like that because everyone always gets into these big debates and it entertains me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut it right there because I don't like to be too entertaining.
All right. Well, is there anything you guys want to listen or say to your fans who are listening to close this out?
Yes. Thank you very much. And you're not buying enough stuff. So if you would, that would be brilliant. But seriously, you have been great. Keep it real.
Tell it like it is, not just what you see. I was under the impression you belong to me. And I just want to know what you think you're doing. Every branch, what you think you're doing?